This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, I'm going to read you the email that I sent to the instructors. And I do not... Gwyneth, let me ask you this. Have I ever told you what to say or what not to say on the air? Have I ever censored you?
No. No, never.
Okay. Okay, so here's an email that I sent to the instructors, and listen to the wording of this. I sent this out on the 25th. I sent it to Kathy and Gwyneth and Rich and Dr. Sheila and the rest of the instructors, Bert, Kyle, Sharon. Here's what it says. Instructors, it's absolutely clear to me that food shortages are becoming more and more common. Food infrastructure fires, fertilizer shortages of packaging materials, and raw ingredients, etc. Please consider devoting more class time to food-related shortages. Thank you, Vincent. Okay, that's what I said. So we're talking about that today. Now, how does 5MinuteUniversity.com relate to what we talked about during the last hour? Okay, well, number one, how many cans per person per day? That's in the 5-Minute University. That's in the book. The book is the centerpiece of 5-Minute University, the book that Gwyneth and I are writing. And second, how many bean plants per person do you need to have in your garden to feed a person? You learn that that's 1,100, and that's in the book. Third, Frank Sinatra's favorite spaghetti recipe. It's easy. It's storable. It has some nutrition in it. It tastes great. Okay? Everybody will like it. Those are 3 5-minute or less lessons in 5-Minute University. Okay? Those are just 3 simple ones that relate to food. And I was talking with an instructor yesterday about 5-Minute University and how it relates. And one instructor said that, you know, a lot of that's on YouTube. And I said, you're absolutely right, but there's some problems with YouTube. One, it has bad information. It has some good information as well. Another problem with YouTube is you have to know what you're looking for. Whereas in one place, in one book, there are lessons on everything. Everything that that we think you need to know about in one place. And so you can read, you can start anywhere in the book. You could start with page 1 and read through, and you'll learn something that with each lesson. No question about it. And you may not jump on doing whatever that lesson is about at that moment. But you'll have in the back of your mind that it's in the book, in one place, and you'll be able to go to it, and then later on jump on it, because you'll have in your memory that there is a way to do it. And actually, it's going to teach you things you haven't even thought about, literally. And I'll just give you one simple example of that. So let's say you have multiple buildings. We have a farmhouse, and we have a detached garage, and we have a barn. And each building is about 50 to 80 feet from the others. Now, there's equipment in each one of these buildings. And each piece of equipment has a battery. It has tires. Tires go flat. So do you put a compressor in each building, or do you drag a compressor on wheels from building to building to building? Well, in our case, it'd be across a gravel driveway. It's rough on the wheels if you're going to drag a compressor. Why not? Why not bury, if you're going to excavate anyway, put water lines in to connect water to all those buildings? And electricity. And Cat 5e for networking and security and telephone. And since you're doing all that, why not put in some PVC pipe and run compressed air through it and put a shutoff valve in each building? Why not have one compressor and spend, let's say, $150 or $200 or less than that if you buy used PVC pipe, which is what we did, and run air to all those buildings? How about that? Anyone who has been here is absolutely amazed. They've never seen compressed air run underground with one compressor feeding three locations. They've never seen it. But it's at 5 Minute University in the book. Gwyneth, any comments?
Couldn't. It's, compressed air is like water. It can flow through any volume of pipe as long as, there's no leaks in the pipe. Then the pressure is going to be maintained. And if you had a, here's another thing. If you had a water tower, okay, I have a water tower here on my farm, and it supplies water pressure to the taps in my house. And I have a water pressure tank that sits on top of my dam wall that I pump water up from the dam up to the water pressure tank that sits on the dam wall and then irrigates my horses and my garden, or my horse at the moment, just one horse, and my garden, and, anywhere else where I need to put water. And that goes from a network of water pipes that I have installed from this gravity-fed tower on the dam wall to places that are like hundreds of feet away. And there's no reason why you couldn't do that with air, because the physics are exactly the same of water under pressure and air under pressure. It's exactly the same physics, as long as you have, I'm supposing that you would have some sort of either a Schrader valve installed onto the ends of these PVC pipes or some other type of, air pressure valves that you get on the air compressor things. I'm not quite sure what you call them.
It's in the book, Gwyneth. And I know you haven't seen all these pictures. I know you haven't, because we're still working on it.
Yeah.
But
imagine how it would. You would have either a T, or you would have at the end of the pipe, if it was at the end of the line, a pressure valve that you plug your equipment into, your airline into, whatever you need to use at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And could do that. You could absolutely do that. And it actually wouldn't be that hard to set up, because if you've ever done PVC water piping, then PVC air piping would not be any different, would it?
No, it's exactly the same.
And the attachment that you would use. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Class, it's in the book. And there are pictures of the barn and a long, 120-foot-long barn wall. There is a industrial air quick coupling every 20 feet. So, for example, the tractors and the other equipment that have need of air, you can just take a 50-foot hose and bring that 50-foot hose and quick couple it into any of these airline connectors that are every 20 feet. And it's all from a compressor that's not even in that building. It's all underground, and it works great. And everyone who's seen it said, I've never seen that before. So it's in the book. It works great, and you can do it too. So if you're going to do some excavation, if you're going to do some planning, you might as well put water, Cat5e for networking and telephone. You might as well put some airline in there. I put underground cable for the solar array to go from one building to another building. So it's all in conduit. Now, here's the interesting thing. You mentioned water. So even in the barn, there are two IBC totes, one on top of the other. And these are plastic containers that were once used for food-grade products. Washed them out very carefully and thoroughly. And rinsed, and got they're food-grade. And I have one, these are tanks that are roughly 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 feet. Hold about 330 gallons. They're two sizes, 275 and 330. I have the 330s. And you can buy them for, well, you used to be able to buy them for $75 or $50 each. Now they're probably $100 or more. And if you're going to buy them, make sure you absolutely get the food grade ones, ones that have only been used for food. And if they don't have a label on them and the guy says, oh, I was just used for vegetable oil, don't believe it. Because they also put Roundup in them and other toxins. So make sure that you can see the label and it's for food grade. That's in the book, too. And I have one on top of the other. They have fill ports on the top of the IBC tote, and they have a ball valve on the bottom. You can adapt the ball valve to 3/4 inch PVC. So here's what you can do, class, and here's the setup that we have. So we have underground plumbing into the barn from the well. You can feed water backwards through the same plumbing from the well, fill up the IBC tote, and shut the valve off. Now you have 330 gallons of water. If you have two of them, it's 660 gallons of water. And you have a water tower that is, if you set one tank upon the other, you're over 8 feet in the air. That's enough to get water, some water pressure. Okay? You can flow that back into your house if the water IBC totes are above the faucet level in your house. It works. It's inexpensive, but you have to plan for it. And it really, really works. And will the water freeze in the winter? Probably not. Why? Because you'd have to freeze 330 gallons of it. And if you put closed cell foam around it, it'd probably be fine. Of course, you should check on it and make sure it doesn't freeze. And you know, people live in different climates. Rich Sheehan would have a tougher time. Kyle would have a tougher time. Sharon would have a tougher time in Montana than we would have here in Missouri. And if you live in Florida, you'd hardly ever have a problem. So it's in the book. It lists little lessons that you can learn in less than 5 minutes. And it takes longer to explain it on the radio because we have to paint a mental picture rather than you look at a picture. If you look at a picture, you'll understand in 3 seconds what it takes a couple minutes to describe on the radio. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And like I said, I use IBC totes for my gravity pressure towers here at the farm, and for putting on the dam wall as a gravity fed water tank to provide water pressure for my garden irrigation and for my domestic water use here in my house. And you can absolutely do it. And in Australia, they sell water pumps for that purpose, for pumping water.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about IBC totes. And these are intermediate containers. And they come in the 275 and 330 gallon sizes. New, these things are $350 to $400. Used, they're less than $100. Got a nice cap on the top. They've got a ball valve on the bottom on one side. They're in a steel cage. You can stack one on top of another. Great way to go. You might wanna consider it, class. So, Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, and I would like to expand on the idea just so that people, because I think that having food storage is great. And it's always a good idea to have a buffer of food in the background. But the supply chain is going away, and that means that you are going to have to get into growing your own food. And you should focus on foods that grow well in your climate, that you do not have to struggle and fight to make them grow. Okay? So you need to have a look at your climate and see what other people around you are growing without much effort. And I was actually talking to a friend of mine that I've known for, oh, my gosh, our children were going to, they started primary school together back in the day. And, I mean, my friend's a grandma now. And my boys have grown up as well. So we've known each other for a long time, over 15 years. And she's into preparedness as well. She lives off-grid as well. She lives a long way away from where I live. But we used to live in the same town. We used to live down the road from each other. And but she said something, and I think this is worth. I think that she's absolutely right, so I'm going to share it here with the class. She said that she believes that a lot of the seed that is sold from the big seed companies through their seed catalogs is genetically modified, and that the plants are bred for multiple generations in either shade house or hothouse, greenhouse situations. And not only that, but they're genetically modified. And when these seeds are made to grow in the wild, meaning in normal agricultural conditions, they don't grow well. And my friend believes that this is done on purpose to discourage people from setting up their own gardens. And you can, but you don't have to be a prey to this circumstance, okay? You can get, there are ways around it. You can buy from small seed companies that still have heirloom, open pollinated seeds that are raised in field conditions, not in shade house or greenhouse or hothouse conditions, okay? And if you do that, and if you buy from, like if you have somebody in your area and you notice that they have set up a plant stall on their front gate where they're sitting, where they're selling plants that they've propagated in a backyard nursery at their home, you know, it might be fruit trees, it might be nut trees, it might just be vegetables, it might be garden ornamentals. But if you buy plants from them and take them home, they're probably going to do pretty well because they are acclimatized to your area already. And they have been growing in the wild, meaning in somebody's garden and not in a hothouse or a shade house or a greenhouse, for multiple generations. And those plants are going to do a lot better in your garden than plants that have come from a big nursery company or a big seed company. And there's, I mean, I've bought plants from big nursery companies and they've been absolutely fine, but the ones that have generally died are the ones that I've gotten from the big box stores, and that's because they've generally come from a latitude several hundred miles to the south of where we are, which means a lot cooler and a lot more temperate climate. And they come up here and they face our...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's state-owned energy company Gazprom announced Wednesday morning that it has fully cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. Some are saying it's retaliation for their support of Ukraine at this time of war. The gas company says it's because Poland and Bulgaria refused to pay their bill in Russian rubles. Congress will hear testimony today regarding the border crisis that continues to get worse. One of those testifying, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels on Fox News this morning.
I read the plan from Secretary Mayorkas, and the first statement says it all. We inherited a problem from the previous administration. When President Trump was in office, we saw a manageable 400 migrants a month. Now we're up to almost 8,000 migrants a month.
USFL Football League Week 3 has two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday this weekend. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When COVID-19 hit America, Nebraska GOP Governor Pete Ricketts did not lock his state down. He told Newsmax on Tuesday that his state received an A-plus grade from the Wall Street Journal's editorial board and praise from Politico in their scorecard because his state took such a balanced approach.
We took a balanced approach. As you mentioned, we didn't do lockdowns or mask mandates statewide or anything like that. And we tried to let people live a more normal life. And then one of the things that we did is we really leveraged what we'd done around process improvement, Lean Six Sigma, our Center of Operational Excellence. All those things, all those lessons came in very handy as we assembled the team to respond. You know, we had to put a plan in place that had called for increasing our testing, our contact tracing, getting PPE, finding quarantine space, putting together plans for at-risk communities. Our directed health measures were targeted to how many people we had in the hospital, so we never got caught up in case counts or positivity rates. You know, we looked at things that mattered.
Elon Musk on Tuesday criticized Twitter's top lawyer for banning stories on Hunter Biden's laptop, a story that could have changed the outcome of a presidential election. Quote, suspending the Twitter account of a major news organization for publishing a truthful story was obviously incredibly inappropriate, end quote. Elon's takeover of Twitter still has a few months to be finalized, but for any reason the deal falls through, there will be a $1 billion assessment fee due. It's unclear who would be required to pay the fee. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, I want to share a story with you. And this is going to hit home for a lot of people when they find out. You all know that we work on cars here, right? At the farm, trucks, tractors, trailers, all kinds of equipment. Well, I happened to be looking at a mid-sized Chevrolet sedan. And this car is really nice. Drives beautifully. In a lot of ways, I think it's more appealing overall than a Mercedes-Benz mid-sized car. It's not as heavy. It's not as crash-worthy. But in terms of ride, in terms of the seats, the steering wheel is easier to turn. It's kind of nice. It's an Impala. Yeah, I know. You can't believe I'm saying this, right? Well, let me tell you the rest of the story. So my son and I were going to put this thing up on the lift. Now, the lift that we have in our shop is a two-post lift, and it has arms that swing out, and there are lift points underneath the car. Now, if a car has a frame, you pick it up from the frame. We have adapters that work, that are manufactured by the company that makes this rotary lift. Rotary is the brand. It's top of the line, so I don't want you to think we're using cheesy equipment. And you can pick up pickup trucks, heavy pickup trucks, light pickup trucks, small cars, sports cars. It picks them all up. And we have the adapters to pick up all of them. Well, with this particular 2004 Chevrolet Impala, it's got a unibody construction, which means that the floor pan is shaped so that it's pinch welded to the rocker panels. And several pieces of sheet metal come together where it's pinch welded on the bottom, and then you use what's called a pinch weld adapter to pick up the car in very specific locations. And they add a sheet of reinforcing steel to the sheet of steel that's the bottom pan of the car and the rocker panel, and this reinforcing piece of sheet metal. And it's roughly maybe a foot square. So it's small. But it's a third piece of steel that's pinch welded together. What that means is there's a like a clamp that holds these sheets of steel together, and then they get electrically welded, you know, spot welded. Well, before we picked up this vehicle, which has no rust on it, I mean, it's the bumpers, the glass, everything's like really, really nice, very well-maintained car. The owner really took care of it. Oil was changed at the right times. I mean, it's great. We couldn't pick it up because I put my finger through the floor from underneath because the steel plate that reinforces the pinch weld where you pick up this car in the front, it's rusted through. Oh, obviously, that steel was from a different company than the steel that's used for the rest of the body. Here we have a vehicle that goes forward, backwards, turns left, turns right. Everything seems to work fine, except we can't pick it up to service it. Because if we do, we're going to break the floor. Now, we could drive it on a lift that has ramps, but we don't have one of those. Most shops have the kind of two-post lift that we have. What I'm telling you, class, is get ready. Because if you drive through road salt, the same thing can happen to you. It's all the vehicles that we see that are 2004 vintage or older. The brake lines are rusted. The unpainted, unplated parts of the frame are rusted. It's real serious. It's so serious that if you have need to slam on your brakes in, for an emergency stop, you can break the brake lines because they've been rusted so much. Now, maybe that doesn't happen in Florida. Maybe that doesn't happen in Texas. But where road salt is used, I can almost guarantee that if your vehicle is 2004 or older, you've got massive rust underneath that you don't even know about. Brake lines, gas lines, suspension parts, steering parts, the bracketry that holds radiators on. You'll find it. But take a look where you pick up the car. It's unbelievable. Let me give you a second story. Second story is we've been working on this Mercedes GL450. It's a race SUV. I mean, twin turbochargers, double overhead cam. This thing is the cat's meow. It's the bee's knees. It's got everything. Everything except this one part that it needs to run. And it's from Mercedes, it's a proprietary water line for the cooling system. It has two plastic ends, or has a plastic end on it, and the end broke. The previous mechanic, I believe, broke it. That one part we can't seem to get. We haven't gotten it yet. It's been over a week. And we keep hearing that it's on its way, it's on its way. Well, we don't know where it is. Neither does anybody else. And that one part is stopping this vehicle from running. And who's getting blamed? We are. Because we haven't been able to fix it because we can't get the part. We didn't recommend anybody buy this car. We didn't even know that this person was going to buy this thing. And we didn't work on it until just now. We're the only ones that seem to be able to figure out what's wrong with it and what it needs to be, what needs to be done to fix it. And we can't get the part. Mercedes-Benz. Now, they say that they've shipped one overnight. I don't know. We don't have it yet. Bottom line is we've ordered it from two different places, and we still don't have it. And this part is absolutely required for this vehicle to run. And I don't think I can make it. I mean, I don't think I can fabricate one. Maybe I can, temporarily. Maybe I might do it for my vehicle, because I'd keep an eye on it. But for someone else, I wouldn't trust, you know, using epoxy and fabrication to making this part work. Next story. We're working on a 1999 Dodge four-wheel drive front axle yesterday. And it needed to have the U-joint pressed out. So our son took the U-joint and half the front axle to a machine shop. And they were going to press it out. I could have done it, but I didn't. He decided to take it out because I was on the radio. Took it to a machine shop, and they bent the axle. They bent it. It's a $330 part. And so they were really rough on our son, and they said, this thing is made in Mexico. This Dodge part's made in Mexico. If you have the wrong U-joint, because we supplied the U-joint to the machine shop, they blamed us. And the Mexicans, because the part didn't fit. The part that we supplied, the U-joint. Actually, it was the right U-joint. What the shop machinist did was he bent the axle so our part wouldn't fit. And then they blamed us for a defective axle. So our son took it to Dodge and said, what do you guys think? And Dodge said, well, I think what you think. The machinist bent the axle. He brought it back, and everybody at this machine shop company blamed us, everybody. And our son stood his ground, and he said, no, you guys damaged it, and I want you to make it right. We now burned a bridge because the machinist was angry with us because of his carelessness and his recklessness. He didn't clean the part before he applied the press to it. He banged on it with a big, big, heavy sledgehammer. He bent it. And we get blamed for it. That's the kind of stuff that's happening now, class. That's the kind of anger that you see. People on the subway pushing other people down the stairs. People pushing other senior citizens off the bus. People beating each other up. People sucker punching. This machinist was so angry with us because of his inability to do the job right and to do it carefully, that we now have a burned bridge. We can't go to that machine shop anymore because they hate us. They hate us because we stood our ground and said, you took a perfectly good part and broke it. That's Gwyneth, class. That's what's happening. You can't bring your vehicles, your equipment to other people. You're going to have to figure it out for yourselves. Because there are a bunch of people who don't know what they're doing in jobs, pretending that they do know what they're doing. Ultimately, this guy who said it, the problem was the axle's made in Mexico, we had the wrong parts. Do you know what? He damaged our U-joint. He damaged the axle. They had to put a new U-joint in it, and he had to straighten out the axle. And you know what? After he did all that, it took 3 hours. 3 hours for a 20-minute job because he was careless, because he didn't lubricate the parts before he pressed them out. Didn't clean them, didn't lubricate them. That's like mechanics 101. If you think you have a rusty part, you always lubricate it before you, you try to remove it. Always. I'm livid, class. We are surrounded by the GDP.
Vincent, when I was out and about in my garden, I found a set of lantern pliers that I'd lost about 12 months previously, okay? And I found, I dropped them when I was doing some fencing work, they landed in the long grass, and I couldn't find them, and, so I said, oh, well, I'll find them later. And I did find them later. I found them about 12 months later. And they were rusted up and they were stiff, but I took them inside and I got a cup of cooking oil and I put it in an old cup that didn't have a handle anymore, and I put the linesman's pliers face, the business end of the linesman's pliers face down in the cup, which was filled with a cup of cooking oil. And I left them there for a bit. And do you know something? I came back and I got them out of the cup and I wriggled them. And what do you know? They started to move. So I wriggled them a bit more. And then this rust started to come out of the joint in the linesman's pliers, the fulcrum. Of where the two jaws or the linesman's pliers meet. And so I got some toilet paper and I wiped off the rust, and then I put them back in the cooking oil, and I wriggled them when they were in the cooking oil, and then they came to, move a bit more easily and a bit more easily and a bit more easily, and then I got them out and I wriggled them some more, and within about 10 minutes those
lantern
pliers were as good as new.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that, because that's in the book. Literally.
Yeah.
It's in the book. I've got... Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, and that's what's in the book, and I'm going to share that little tip. Yeah, I'll share that tip when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
One sidetrack. Monday, I mentioned with Dr. Shealy that we have a friend who had an irregular heartbeat. And I asked him about magnesium lotion, and of course he recommended it. So I happened to see this friend, and I said, well, you need to have an irregular heartbeat. This is what we discussed on Monday. And she said yes, and she put her thumb and forefinger on, two fingers on her, of one hand on the wrist of the other hand, and she could feel the irregular heartbeat, and she said she felt it in her neck and chest. I said, okay, so let's try some magnesium lotion. And I gave her a bottle of it. And I said, here, try this. And I called her last night. I said, so how's it feel to have no irregular heartbeat? And she said, it feels great. She said she's going to the cardiologist today, and meaning today, because I talked to her last night, and her irregular heartbeat is gone. I told her it would be gone in a day. It was gone in a day. So, class, it's in the book. It's in the book. Dr. Shealy gave me permission to discuss in the book things that we've discussed on the air, okay, his protocols, his recommendations. Okay, back to the tools. There's also a lesson in the book about lubricating tools and exactly what Gwen has said. So I depend on the tools to keep this farm operational, so does her son. And I have all the tools that I've had since the beginning, since the 60s. I have them all. And what I've done since then is what I do now. I lubricate the tools. So I put a drop of oil on the fulcrum, the pivot point of pliers. I put a drop of oil on the ratchet mechanism of ratchets. And I depress with a flat screwdriver. I depress the ball that holds the socket onto the ratchet. You know, that little tiny ball? And I put a drop of oil there. And that's to keep the spring from rusting that pushes that ball outward. So, and then I wipe the tools with an oily rag, and I wear gloves, and I wipe the tools down. So there's always a film of oil on the tools, and What kind of oil do I use? When I drain an automatic transmission, I use the automatic transmission fluid. I put it in the container, I let it settle, I let the heavy particles settle to the bottom, and I pour off or decant the top, which has fewer contaminants in it, and I use that for lubricating things like chains that don't have O-rings. And why do I use ATF, automatic transmission fluid? Because it has more detergent in it. It cleans better. And it really, really works. And it's free. Because most people would just send that off to a recycling company. So maybe one of these super yachts could burn it as fuel. Okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep it, and I'm using it for lubrication. So all of my tools, I've never worn out a ratchet because they're lubricated. I've never worn out a pair of pliers because the pivot points are lubricated. And it's exactly what Gwyneth said. One last tip, and it's also in the book, is if you have a drawer in your toolbox, all you have to do is take a piece of cardboard from a shipping container, you know, shipping box, cut it to fit the bottom of the toolbox drawer, put it in there. And when you put your ratchet in there that has a little bit of oil dripping out of it, it lands on the cardboard. And the cardboard absorbs it and prevents the tools from rusting because it's not metal against metal. It's metal against oily cardboard. And it works great. So now you have a place for the cardboard, and we put the cardboard under the vehicles so that when they drip, they don't drip on the concrete, they don't drip in the barn, they don't drip in the garage. They do drip, though. But when the cardboard gets soaked, what do? Well, you can do lots of things with it. You can throw it away, or you can put it in the fire. Gwyneth, back to you.
Here's another possible thing. If you, for whatever reason, cannot light a fire to burn your Chinese cardboard, here's another possible thing that you could do with it. If you have chicken, you could lay it down on your chicken pen and put straw across the top of it. And then when the cockroaches hatch and when they, you know, come out of the cardboard, they are going to be immediately eaten by the chicken.
Yeah, chickens like Chinese food
yeah.
Too.
the only thing is that you don't know what that cardboard's been made out of. But the thing is that the straw will eventually compost into the cardboard. And the thing about compost is it has what's called colloids in it, which are really, really good at making toxins unavailable biologically. Okay? It's a remarkable property of compost that you can actually have quite high levels of things that would be otherwise devastating, like elemental toxins, that they will not be biologically available to the plant or to you because they will be tied up in the molecules of the compost. So don't rely on it, but it's a way that nature has of healing itself. So do your own research, don't take my word on anything. So that's a useful property that I've discovered about compost. If that makes sense.
Absolutely. And I found used steel shavings, industrial waste, in a particle board made in China. Watch out what the Chinese throw away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.